Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
100-370-3447 or...
Benny bringing this back, Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Where it's just you and me. And I'm talking about, in the previous segment, I talked about settling. I talked about sometimes you have to settle. I know you don't like that term. I don't either, But what you have to do is determine at the CEO level, as I said, you know, whether to charge or whether it's time to take a step back or whatever. So some of you probably are saying, okay, what does that mean? I'm a small business owner. I'm managing my business every day. I'm in the trenches. You're wanting me to be the CEO. What does that mean? And I've talked about it before, but I think it's probably appropriate for me to give you another installment of that. The CEO is you. If you're the founder, if you're the owner, if you're the manager of your business, you're also the CEO. But the CEO doesn't run the business day to day. The CEO doesn't turn all the little screws. The CEO of a business is the big decision maker, the person at the top of the heap who has the vision, has the guidance, is being paid to do those things. That's funny, right? Like you're going to get an extra paycheck for being the CEO in small business. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Anyway, so as a CEO, though, what I want to see you do is I want you to schedule some time. Take a Saturday morning, a Sunday afternoon, whatever. Take some time. Take 2 hours a week. And it probably means you have to come in 2 hours early or stay late 2 hours. But find some time. And what I'd like to recommend you do is find some things to read that you wouldn't have time to do before. I mean, you're reading a lot of stuff all day long, every day as the right manager of your business that pertains to executing your company. Executing the plans of your company, but there are other publications out there, industry publications, economic publications, or whatever the media is, things that are a little higher process, a little higher way of thinking than just managing. And these are people who are writing, who are talking about things that are strategic, where they might be talking about implications. So they might be talking about something that if you study it enough, if you think about it enough, you'll realize they're telling you where your business is going to be going, is going to need to be in 5 years or maybe in 1 year. Managers don't do that. That's not a manager's job. It's the CEO's job to do that, to be acquiring the information and the knowledge and the assistance and the resources to make sure the company is steered in a direction that they need to be in a year or in 3 years or in 5 years. So think of the CEO's job more as the conductor of the train or the engineer maybe of the train, because the CEO's job is more like a train than a car. You're just heading this long process. You're kind of heading it down the road in a direction, and you're not turning. You're not trying to turn quickly. You're saying, okay, we're moving forward, but I need to turn us to the left or to the right, 10 degrees. And in a year from now, we need to be over there, 10 degrees to the right, or down this other road, however you want to think about it, and. And that's what the CEO has to do, because they're looking at the horizon. And out there on the horizon, there's information, There are reports, there's studies, there's research. And I don't know who to tell you to listen to or to read about, but they're out there. There are people in your industry that know what they're talking about, and you'll know who they are. Ask somebody, ask people who are a little bit ahead of you. Ask people who are your peers, but they've been around a while longer. Ask them, who do you listen to when you think about where you want where things are going to be in a year or 5 years? Could be industry specific. Could be someone. Could be a futurist without any particular industry in mind. But it could be an economist. But find those people and spend a little time thinking about what they're saying, what they're writing about, and then overlay that with what you're seeing in the marketplace. And you'll say, whoa, okay, hey, things are starting to become clear to me now. I see now that if I continue to go the way I'm going, the direction we're going in, as I'm managing my business, I'm going to wind up down the road where there are fewer customers. But if we make an adjustment, start making small adjustments, and we move to the right 10 degrees or to the left 10 degrees, or whatever, you know, however you want to think about it, we'll be more likely to be aligned with where the customers are, what they're going to be expecting from us. And that's the big deal, folks, this customer expectations. The other thing the CEO does is the CEO makes sure they know what their customers' expectations are. And they put all that information together with what I just told you to read about and study about. And they make a decision, that big decision about where the company's going to go. That's what the CEO does. It's not what the manager does. It's 29 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.